ओम शांति, ओम शांति एंड अनदर ओम शांति। सो द सोल दैट इज सिटिंग हियर विद अस टुडे हैज हैड मेनी मेनी रोल्स टू प्ले इन द यज्ञ। ही इज वन ऑफ द प्रिंसिपल सेक्रेटरीज ऑफ द ब्रह्म कुमारीज। He's a secretary of Raj Yoga Foundation and Research Center. He's a member of the Apex Committee. He's the principal spokesman of the Brahma Kumaris. He's the editor of Purity Magazine. And he started correspondence courses in Godly Knowledge and Raj Yoga Meditation in 8 languages. Plus, he's written several books. So at the bottom of his biopic is a little bit of interesting stuff. It says his interests, and one of them is questions and answers. So I presume he wouldn't mind answering all your questions too later on, once we've got through ours. So if you have a question, write it down, and we will hopefully be able to facilitate it a little bit later on. So, there are many souls from various cultures here in front of us today, mostly double foreigners, or double foreigners, you know, very much further removed from the Hindi culture itself. And so I want to actually ask Brother what his name means, so that you can understand what his name means. So if I could ask that question of you, I won't even say your name until you're ready for it.
Om Shanti. This interview is just an excuse to meet all my sisters and brothers from many, many countries. So don't take the interview very seriously. It is a meeting with Baba's sweet children who have come from far and away. So I will request the brother not to ask me very difficult questions, number one.
But they will be deep.
So the first question he has asked is also a difficult question. What is the meaning of your name? Now, I did not keep my name, my parents kept my name. So they would know better with what intention they gave me this name. But as you know, famous poet Shakespeare has said, what is in a name? A rose by any other name would be rose only. So this is my answer.
So that is the first step of detachment. You got that? The first method is deny your name.
Because we only now remember one name, Shiv Baba. One name which always remains the same name does not change. You are asking me the name of my 84th body. How about the names of all other 83 bodies? And all of us have so many names of 83 bodies. So why get into the jungle forest of names?
Well, I just want to answer one of your names for everybody else to understand. He is the king of the land of Krishna. So where Krishna is born, he is the king. That's what his name means.
Is it?
Yes.
So, some people call me Bridge, B-R-I-D-G-E, Bridge, and they also write as Bridge Mohan. So, I think I am supposed to be a bridge.
To the other side.
So, like that. Huh? If you are mentioning about Krishna, Krishna had so many names, and one of his name was Bridge Mohan. Which Mohan is his common name, which means attractive. Krishna also means one who attracts. But Brij is supposed to be the place where he was born. But that is not exactly so. Because the place where he was born, we have a center there, Brahma Kumari's center, next to a pond. And it is said that Krishna's underclothes were washed in that pond, used to be washed in that pond. It is named as such. But when I went there, I questioned them that in the story, Krishna was taken to another place just as he was born because his life was threatened. So where is the question of his having underclothes and getting them washed there? So they have no answer to this. Okay.
Okay, so the senior brother has denied his name. And now I'm going to ask him a question that as an Indian bodied soul, he has had the experience of many traditions of yoga in this land and many, many festivals. And I'd like to hear his answer to that. So how has it affected your life before you came to the Brahma Kumaris? All the festivals and all the types of yoga that you could have been practicing before you even came. Were you involved in many of them?
First of all, brother, I feel like questioning your questions. The first question you asked was, what is your name?
Yes.
You are asking the body's name. And Baba says, don't be body conscious. So, the name of the soul and all souls is one.
Yes.
It is called Saligram. So, first questions were based on body consciousness.
Yes.
Now, the second also, you say you had an Indian body. Huh?
Yes.
So, it is also, I feel, connected. Like, you know, so,
yes.
Body consciousness again.
And
so, of course, Indian festivals I can talk about. Baba says, all the festivals of India, the ancient ones, are connected with Baba's Gyan. Because Baba says, whatever we are doing now at Confluence, all our play of all the Brahmins is later on remembered in Copper Age, and memorials and so many things are established so that not in the same form but in some form or the other our Baba's work is remembered. So Baba always starts with Shiva Jayanti. Shiva Jayanti, we know Shiva's descent on earth. It is celebrated at night time. So then Baba says, Holi, which is coming now, after 2-3 days. So Holi, there is a Hindi word, and its object is in English. Holi reminds to you to be holy. So it's a Hindi word, but its aim is to make people holy, we all know. And there are colors splashed and smeared on the people's bodies. So Baba says these are all the colors of divine qualities which Baba fills the souls with. And you have got in divine intellect Baba gives you. And through that we are transforming the Kaljugi souls into golden ages. That is followed by Janamashtami, the birthday of Krishna. And that is followed by Ram Navami, the birthday of Rama. The important thing to note is Janam Ashtami means the 8th, it is celebrated on the 8th of a month. And that conveys that Krishna had 8 births. There was not one Krishna, but 8 Krishnas. And more significant is Ram Navami. Navami means 9th. So it is celebrated on the 9th, which means that after 8 births of Krishna, there is a changeover, and the first birth, 9th, is of Rama. Okay? Then there is Dussehra, which where you know effigy of Ravana is burnt, which means that all evil is destroyed, and Dussehra precedes Diwali, which means we must first burn the evil, then only we can inculcate divine qualities. You cannot celebrate Diwali unless you celebrate Dussehra. The Brahmins have always a special stress. Brahmins are special, so their stresses are not ordinary, very special stress. I am not saying that we are getting stressed in the interview.
No, not
if,
at all.
Even if we are, we have to hide it.
We can sing Achha. A song if
so,
you must.
So, Brahmin stress means that Baba says, in every Murli, inculcate this, all virtues. So we say, get in. Then Baba says, you have to remove all the vices. Then we say, get out. So at the gate, both are stuck. That one cannot get in and that one cannot get out. So this is called Brahmin stress. So therefore, we must let the passenger already in to get out, so that there is space for us to get in. Which means, the Dussehra is celebrated before Deepavali. Deepavali is a celebration of the kingdom of, first kingdom of the golden age, in which Lakshmi Narayan ruled. So it is celebrated in memory of that. So all the houses and every place is lit. But there is one condition, if there is any sorrow in any house, somebody has died or tragedy, then that house, people do not celebrate Deepavali. So this is also a tradition, which means that when all, there is no sorrow, then only real Deepavali is celebrated.
Okay. So who didn't know that? Please put up your hand.
There are other festivals also called Raksha Bandhan.
Okay. That's good.
In which, you know, thread is tied. Now in a traditional way, but thread is tied of purity to the souls who are given message. Okay.
So, can I ask the audiences to please let us know who didn't know that? So, there is a process in all these festivals that is also a process of yoga. It's a process also of yoga, all the festivals.
You can call anything as yoga then?
Yes.
Doctor has yoga with the patient. And any shopkeeper has yoga with the customer.
Yes.
So that way any yoga means only connection of one thing. So if you have the whole chain of festival in mind and you have jnana, then you can link it with yoga. Otherwise, in the world, those who celebrate, they consider them isolated. Yes. And they have stories for each of those.
So that was why I asked the question, is that there is a link once you have got the godly knowledge that these festivals make absolute deep sense. And you have to appreciate the deep sense that these festivals make. Now, the important thing here in the questions that we're going to get to is we're going to now switch from body conscious to soul conscious, because we've now got the festivals behind us. And the festivals respect or relate to godly knowledge more than they do to bodily consciousness.
Even the celebration of all festival is body consciousness.
The celebration.
We are celebrating birth of Krishna's body, Rama's body, burning of the effigy of Ravana's body and so on.
Yes. Are we as Brahmins doing that too or are we not? Are we doing that as Brahmins or are we observing this in the rest of the population?
When you name any's body, you know, I am very careful. When I talk to people, I always say everyone, not everybody. People have, this is replaceable words, but I will never say everybody. Because that's confirmed body. So yes. I always use everyone.
But maybe it is everybody that has been in body consciousness from the silver age. Copper age.
So no Brahma, Kumar or Kumari should use the word everybody. Yes. We should use everyone.
Everyone.
Okay.
So that's another yukti. You got that? I see a lot of writing here.
Yes.
because I'm going to have to watch this video afterwards.
Okay. So now your next question.
Yes, the next question is
purely to soul and spirit.
So when we now move across into the Gyan side, there are going to be certain hindrances, certain obstacles that we're going to have when we are trying to go into yoga. Not the Gyan part, that is a part of the knowledge that is given to us by Baba, we can churn that. But then we become students. After we become students, we become serviceable. But then the yoga makes us sensible. So that is the yoga. The power of yoga is to make you release your super senses of love and things like that. So what are the blockages that are happening in some of the Brahma Kumaris that can be detrimental to them really accessing the super senses?
Peace, I should describe the blockages or how
the hindrances
or the
blockages.
Blockages or overcoming of those. There are no blockages.
We will go to the overcoming just after that.
Because all of us know the blockages. And everybody has different blockages. And blockages at different levels.
Yes.
And each stage there is a different type of blockage. So which blockage I should deal with? A blockage that I am facing or they are facing?
You see, that's the problem when you ask an open question. You get an open answer, which is perfect because it answers all your questions, right?
Because if I describe my blockages, they may not apply to them.
Yes.
That's
the
question.
So would you give us then some of the blockages?
They all know the blockages.
Would you be willing to share some of your blockages?
The simple thing is, if you have got flying stage,
yes,
then the blockages that you get while you are on earth will not come. You can fly over a mountain, and that is not a blockage. But if you are going by a car, that will be blockage. So best thing is to remain in such a stage. All the blockages you just watch, just as you know, on the magic carpet, a person sitting was watching down, yes, this is passing like that.
Okay. So for everybody with a piece of paper, please note down your blockages because there can be a question and answer session after that. So the thing is that we want
to ask... The other thing is blockages come as per the karmic account of every soul.
Yes.
Some souls have body problems, some souls have money problems, some souls have problems with relationships, other souls have problems with their habits and addictions. So that is why I said each soul has their own karmic account, their own types of obstacles. So we should have a common type of solution where every obstacle will be solved. And if you like, I can tell you a story to make it interesting. All people are interested in more in stories than in this talk. Huh? In Canada, is there anybody from Canada here? Okay. In Canada, some students, university students, were experimenting science, something in a laboratory, science students. In Canada, so many Indians go, especially the Indian farmers, they go. So one such rich farmer, Indian farmer, was being taken around that laboratory. So he just went in and asked, "What are you experimenting?" So they said, "We are trying to find a solution which can dissolve everything." Now he was a rustic person, village person. He said, "Where will you keep that solution?" So therefore, we have, Baba says, Baba gives you such solution which dissolves everything. But the question is, where will you keep it?
Yes. Where would you keep it?
Yeah. So you have two questions, so forget the answer.
The brother was still busy with the first question. Shall I just step back and let you finish it?
Yes. So, just as in any study, even in the Laukik study, there are always exams, and each exam takes you to the next grade. The study continues, but it is the exam which takes you to the next standard. Similarly, we must all understand that the such exams will continue to come till the last. Because Baba has said, when you become karmatit, means everything is settled, you cannot remain in this old body. Okay? So since we are all in these old bodies, we have to have exams. Now the problem comes when we try to appear in the next test with a study of the previous class. Supposing a person in the sixth standard, he passed the sixth standard. Now he is in the seventh standard. In sixth standard, he was a very good student, so he got good marks. In seventh standard, he became little, you know, lazy and all that. And then he thought that the exam of seventh standard, he will be able to come over by the previous study. That won't happen. So if we continue with our study, then exam will be just a play, as a good student waits for the exam to come so that he goes to the next grade. And a weak student wants the exam to be postponed. On the last day also we will think, let some leader die and the exam be postponed. So it is like that. So if we are good continuing our studies well, because for each exam, the examiner sets the exam only according to the capacity of the students and the standard in which they are studying. So that is my idea of the things. So if we are keeping up with our studies, all the four subjects, then exams will be easy for us. And we will be happy that, like a champion or a challenger, let it come, I go to the next class. This is my overall view of the obstacles.
Right. Now, if we just get the view that you have for the, we're getting the students to the state of being sensible, that is a specific area of the four pillars of Raja Yoga. Can you give us more commentary on what your efforts have been in that area?
First of all, we must be all comfortable about yoga. Baba says, if on any day you say, today I did not have good yoga, Baba considers it that yoga and adds marks in your name. If you say, today I did not have nice yoga, so Baba takes, oh, this child is so careful about yoga. So he adds marks to you of yoga.
Okay.
So this is the bottom line. So we should be all very happy. Number two, the second question is asked generally, that I am sitting in yoga, does it reach Baba? These children think. Many times they ask Baba. I have seen them asking, Baba, I had yoga with you, did it reach you? So Baba says that even if you cannot connect with me, but I know what effort you are making. So take it that it reaches you, Baba. So these two are great satisfaction for us. Just as Baba says, you bring some money with intention of putting in the yajna. On the way, your pocket is picked. Now, will you get any marks for that money which did not reach the yajna? It will, because your intention was, as soon as you decided, it is for yajna, Baba adds into you. What happens later on doesn't matter, because here also, supposing that money comes, and something you purchase with that, and that thing breaks, that also is the same thing. So therefore, we must be, Baba says, in every Murli, Baba says, Even today, Murli and Vardhan Baba has said, consider yourself to be entitled children as children. So, we don't do that. And we bring in our intellect and I did this, whether it will happen or no. So, a prince is a prince. A prince is a prince all the time, whether he's walking, sleeping, taking shower, all the time. Similarly, we are Baba's children all the time. So, children have special rights. So, Baba has said that for yoga, I have special time kept for my children. Any busy person will also keep little time for his family. And that is Amrit Vela. So, if we are doing our Amrit Vela lovefully, lovingly, it is not an exercise or a fight that, you know, I am not getting. At Amrit Vela, you will be most sleepy. Otherwise, you will be normal. But when that Amrit Vela comes, you will feel all your body parts are broken and you are so tired. And then you start thinking, well, if I go to Amrit Vela, my whole day routine will be, such like thoughts will come. Because this is, Maya is testing us. Maya will allow you to have Amrit Vela only to the extent you have previous day, the day you have spent in which way. For example, last night I worked up to 12 night. Okay. In the morning, as per my routine, because many years of routine, I will definitely get up at Amrit Vela. Then a thought will come, oh, you slept at 12, you are tired. You see? So which means the normal routine, Baba, the drama woke you up. But you then started thinking, so this type of interference of Maya, we should give up. And there is a formula for this, for yoga. What is the formula?
Have a cup of tea beforehand. We were told that yesterday by...
That also doesn't work. You will take the tea and after that you sleep. That won't work.
Any other suggestions from...
So the formula is, you think that there is a big cobra under your bed. Or there is a time bomb.
And you must go down low.
And there is a time bomb under your bed which is going to explode. You will jump and come down. Example, say there is a very serious patient. He is in the intensive care ward. He cannot even move. There are all the machines are showing his signs. Even the friends are not allowed to meet him. And he is crying. You tell him that there is a time bomb under your bed which is going to explode in 30 seconds. Now that patient will elbow the doctors and will be out before them. From where that energy comes?
I think it's called adrenaline. So you need an adrenaline rush to get you out of
it. So the energy is there. But because of our laziness, we don't use that energy. Supposing at the same time we were told you have won a big lottery of $20 million. Amrit Vela only you can get it. So what you will do? So therefore it is laziness. And I have found, if you can avoid that particular moment of laziness, then you become normal.
Okay. So you're getting all the obstacles given to you now in the soul conscious stage of this conversation.
And they say well begun is half done. So yes. In Amrit Vela is strong, rest of it will be so nice.
Right.
And many people after Amrit Vela yoga go to sleep. That is also a sign of laziness. They think, let Amrit Vela pass. 3 times they look at the watch and then they are waiting to sleep. So Baba says, yoga refreshes you.
Yes.
It does not tire you. How come that after yoga you go to sleep?
So is it all our thoughts that are causing us all this mischief? And that is what the brother is saying to us all. But now let's go into your yoga. Let's hear...
You want all of us to sit in yoga?
No, I'd like to hear your methods that you would use at Amrit Vela. Is it first of all, I'm a soul, you feel you're a soul, and whatever else?
This won't work.
Yes.
It is not a mechanical. It is not a mechanical process.
No, that's what I wanted to hear.
If you want to replace the word yoga with any other word, what is that?
Remembrance.
That also won't work.
Okay. Anybody like to offer another word?
They can definitely say. Who spoke? Love. So, yoga is love. Okay? Now think, something that you love. Your whole day will be towards that love. To take a pure example, mother and child. Little child born. The mother wakes the whole night to keep the child, watch the child. You ask her in the morning, oh, you woke whole night, you must be tired. She will say no. Because that love. Similarly, our mind only moves in two ways. One is love. And other is compulsion. If supposing now, just now, I get severe stomach pain, so I will leave this interview and go, because I have to go to doctor. But as soon as that pain is over, I won't like to live in the hospital, I will come back. Under compulsion, your mind goes, but it wants to return as soon as possible, as soon as this compulsion is over. But under love, even if you want to take away your mind from that thing or object, it won't come.
Hmm.
So yoga is love with Baba.
And to get into yoga at Amrit Vela, you've got to have
compulsion. So you forget that yoga. Amrit Vela is a special meeting point of lovers. All the day they are waiting that when that time will come, we will be free from other things and meet. So that type of urge, like fish out of water, Baba says, fish out of water, it flutters. Similarly, that is the real form of yoga. Others are only, you know, mechanical processes, methodology of yoga, stages of yoga, this of yoga, that won't work. Secondly, there is no cut and dry formula for yoga. Each day, each year you have to have newness to meet your lover. Just as a person wants to satisfy someone, supposing I am a good cook, I want to satisfy you with my cookery, what will I do? And I love you very much. Each day, I will bring a new dish. Maybe I cut potato this way rather than and say it's a new one. Basic thing is, this is the whole thing. So, how much you have to see, you have talked of obstacles, this and that. How much my love is diverted to other things, objects, things, people, sceneries, and how much to Baba. Baba says, when I can give you everything, first of all, what are the things? We feel that things are, we call them necessities. I need these specs to see you. Not these things. Everything means total satisfaction. And the satisfaction does not lie in body or bodily things. It lies in the soul. The soul is completely contented. To keep the soul contented, what does the soul need? Soul cannot keep even a grain of rice in it. It can only keep the taste and the nutritional value of the rice into it, okay? Which helps through sanskars the body. So therefore, taking that soul has to be fulfilled in all ways, in all respects. Baba can do it easily, just as it's like a drop in the ocean. So if we do that, and then, which means, once we get someone who can satisfy all our desire, how much devoted we will be to that person? We will go to others? No. So that is the point. So each Murli, yoga depends on jnana of yoga. Yoga depends on jnana of yoga, and all the jnana we get is meant for us to be in yoga, which means meant to be in love with Baba. Baba is telling us in various ways, I am Almighty, I am your Father, I can give you contentment not for one birth, not for one day, for generations. And this is the time to get, because once the time is gone, it's gone. So Baba says, you should opt for super sensual happiness rather than these things. And once you get super sensual happiness, these things will look you very ordinary and vain.
And you feel
for this, it's not a yoga, jnana, this and we have to a lifestyle, yogic lifestyle. Yoga is not a subject for us. Entire thing is, Baba said, the ultimate is yoga. Because we have to go there. Baba tells us the time factor, time is very important. If something you do before time or after time, no, it won't have. Yeah. Exact time. Then exact way. And then proper place. So we say in the golden age, everything happened at the right time, at the right place, in the right manner. Today, anything can happen to anyone, anytime, so this is the downfall. Now you say yoga. In golden age, your eyes will see only that what has to be seen. Not more nor less. Your ears will listen to what has to be listened, but only as much, not more nor less. If we do this now, it is yoga. Yoga means all our bodily senses should be used perfectly. Neither more nor less. All our subtle senses like mind, intellect, sanskar should be used in the right way and only as much as neither more, even if you do more godly service or if you go more into jnana, that is not balance. Yoga gives you bliss. And bliss means balance. And balance does not mean one or two things. Entire. So if, like Dadi Janki, you spend your life in a balanced way and detached from the joy of success or the sorrow of failure, then you will be tireless. And then you can have yoga. Yoga is not to be counted in terms of hours. Qualitative. It is a qualitative thing. Ours is a yogic life. Baba says your karma should be yoga, your speech should be yoga, your thought should be yoga, your interaction should be, even you have to give vibration to the elements to purify them. So it is so subtle. Which means our entire life, eating, sleeping is part of body. But it has to be turned to Baba's work. Then only.
Yes. Now, I like the point that you say that we must give to the elements. We must not take from the elements. So when you're in a beautiful garden, what do?
We should give to the elements. First of all, we have to see whether I am a giver or a getter. Forget the elements. Whether in my whole life I have a giving approach or a getting approach. Now, only that one can give who has no need to get, who has overcome the getting, who has become perfection. Sun gives light and heat. Does sun require light and heat? Yes or no? No. Similarly, trees give fruit. Do the trees eat their own fruit? Yes or no? No. River give water. Does the river drink water? Yes or no? This one is giving light to itself or to others.
What do you think?
This light, this chair is giving you comfort to itself or to you. Does this chair require comfort? No. So giver means a person or a being, anything, physical, who doesn't need. Then only there is a capacity to give. Otherwise it is getting from you, giving to them. That is not giving.
Yes. So that's a very important point for us to check on ourselves. What is it we need out of things?
The deities were givers. Yes. In fact, everything in the universe is giving. You see anything, it will be giving. This one, what is it doing?
Well, I think
it is magnifying our voice. Not for itself. It is giving us a service. Table is giving us everything gives, and in the process gets. Why we buy this? Because it gives service. So therefore, we have also to be giver. And once you are a giver, you are a giver to elements. Elements will naturally give you back. First thing is, what is my attitude? Am I a getter or a giver? So all the deities are givers. They are called devata, in Hindi means a giver. And there is self-respect in giving. There is royalty in giving. There is joy in giving. There is obligation in getting.
Yes.
Supposing, what is the currency of your country?
It's called rand.
Rand. Supposing you have to give 100 rand to someone, how you will do it? How your hand will be placed?
When I give?
You are giving, yes, theoretically. Not like this.
If we got currency, we could give it.
Supposing you have to get 10,000 rand.
He will take it.
So who is royal, giver or taker? So this is the art of living. A person who decides never to get is royal, is self-respecting. Suppose you go to your friend's house, and that friend offers you tea, coffee, cashew and so on. What will you do? You will say, I have already had. Please take cashew.
No.
You will pick one as if you are picking some scorpion. And you take, it will be stuck here. Why? He is giving you free. Why? Because you are feeling obligation is getting. Yes. Now change the role. He comes to your house. Again, same thing will happen. You will say take, he will hesitate. Why? Because there in giving, there is joy. In getting, there is obligation.
Yes.
So therefore, it is not a question of giving to elements. Elements will serve you, but only if you have a giving approach. As soon as you have a getting approach, it is like shadow. You turn your back to shadow, it will follow you. And you chase the shadow, it will be always ahead of you. This is the thing.
So that's a very important point to understand.
If you want to, I can tell another story.
Yes, you can carry on talking because it's your meeting.
Once there was a king. That king was getting old. So he was advised by someone, after death, who knows? So you have plenty of money. You better distribute it to your subjects during your lifetime. So the king thought and he agreed to that. So he announced that from 10 to 1 every day, his subjects will come, form a queue, and he made wealth into bundles and he will give. Now, a lot of publicity was done. People started praising the king, and every day he was doing that. Now there was a beggar of the city in the queue, at the end of the queue. When his turn came, the beggar gave his turn to the next man and went back again at the end of the queue. 3-4 times beggar did, and all the media started giving publicity to the beggar. That look, there is a beggar, not through the king who was giving money. There is a beggar, and he waits long time, and when his turn comes, he gives his turn to the next man, and he again gets back. The king got jealous. And look, I am giving the money and he is getting the publicity. So he called the beggar. He said, what are you doing? You take 4 bundles, please, but leave the queue. What are you doing? He said, Your Honor, Your Majesty, I was standing at the end of the queue and I watched that whenever you gave a bundle to a subject, you felt happy. Whenever you gave a bundle to a subject, you felt happy. So I thought, there is happiness in giving. So I have no money, nothing. So I give my turn and I feel happy. So this is the thing.
Beautiful story. So are we going to get a little bit of method?
So better request all the brothers and sisters,
yes,
before they leave, they give everything to the meal and they feel happy.
Okay, and I'll be behind you and you pass it on.
But I will not take, because I have also to be happy.
But you can give it to me. And then, I can give it back.
Then I can't make you unhappy. So, you know, they always say that if a doctor prescribes a medicine, better buy it from the chemist, because the chemist has to live. But don't take the medicine, because you have also to live. So same thing it is.
You hear that? Buy the medicine that the doctor prescribes from the chemist. Don't take the medicine because you need to live.
Achha, okay.
I don't know whether everybody will agree with that at the moment. Further questions are about the depths of yoga that brother has got to. And we would like to ask him to share some of those deeper, not experiences, but methods that you've used, that although it is natural to love, sometimes love takes you higher. It's a deeper love, and sometimes there's a ricochet effect.
In body conscious, you fall in love.
Yes. And the other
in
way
soul conscious, you rise in love. It is your choice.
Yes.
They will always use the word fall in love, because they know they are body conscious.
Okay.
But in soul conscious, you rise in love. Number two, this love is not limited to one life or this thing. This means now we are going and to stay with Baba, and then it is for Baba to send us wherever we want, which means to pack up everything. Even this is only a rocket carrying the payload. Finally that has to reach. So that we have to prepare for. Which means to say, we have to remove the I altogether. Then that is called yoga. If you say Brij Mohan, and I accept I am Brij Mohan, and if you say he is chief spokesman of Brahma Kumaris, I can't be in yoga. In fact, we never use our designation. Dadi Janki has so many doctorates. Does she use Dr. Dadi Janki? No. We consider it just a burden. Yesterday also somebody sent a letter to us. We want to give doctorate to Dadi Janki. I told Sansa when to decline it. What those things are for us?
Yes,
so therefore, we are functioning. In Baba's family, for Pursharath, there is no designation. Pursharath, everyone is equal chance to do effort. Only for functional purposes, we are placed here and there. And Baba has said, whatever be your job, you may be in your house, you may be in your service, you may be in the center, you may be anywhere, that has nothing to do with yoga. Yoga is something much different. To give an example, there is an actor in a movie. Now an actor, in one movie, an actor is made an emperor. The same actor in the next movie is made a prisoner in a jail. Does the actor feel any difference? That, oh, he really feels I am an emperor, or he really feels I am a prisoner? No. He never feels that. He knows I am an actor, number one. Number two, the money he gets for his acting, does he get more money as an emperor and less money for a prisoner, or same? What is the answer? Same?
Depends on his manager, I would say.
And then, the applause that he gets, does he get more as an emperor or less as a prisoner, or same? It is on the basis of his acting. So, he is only a few hours actor. We are real actors. Then why do we feel that this is a low job and this is a high job and this is this, and I wear good shoes, I become a better man? So this is the problem. So if we remember we are actors, then also it is yoga. But as soon as you forget that and think, supposing actor loses his memory and he is an emperor. After that they say, please remove your crown and robes. He starts crying, oh, you are taking away my kingdom. It is like that.
Yeah.
So we should not have that memory loss. Yoga is memory. Keeping awareness all the time. Who am I?
And then loving the one you with. Is that right?
None but one.
None but one. And that is a very strong theme with the brother, that no matter what is happening around you, you must start just loving the one and become disinterested.
And all these things we are going to leave. We are not going to be in this hall. If you go further, we are not going to be in this body. Then where are we to go finally? So if we should look at that, not this. Otherwise I will say, you have not given me a good room in Harmony House. You have not done this to me. This.
Yes.
A person who has to go there, he doesn't bother.
So it's not just being a detached observer, it's being a disinterested observer. But then all the...
You should be more interested in something.
Yes.
You will automatically get disinterested in other things. We have a face and a back. Okay? We have a face and a back. What is important is where I am facing, what I am facing and moving toward. Other things will be already at my back. So don't think of turning back, because first thing, important thing is my face, which side it is moving. So have best attachment with the one and you will get all the detachment. You will not bother. You are not living in India. What interest you have got, you have for a few days here. So you will be more thinking of your return and all that. We are returning finally. So what interest we have got? A person, supposing you are to move to another country forever, will you take your big parcels, your chairs to that country? No, you have no interest.
Yeah.
Baba says still, before transfer, if in time you sell those, you will get something. If on the last day you want to sell, people know you are going.
Okay.
So Baba says, make use of whatever you have, also you can transfer. That is additional bonus to you.
Yes, it's like giving flowers to the living, not to the dead.
Huh.
You are giving it away before they leave the body already.
Yes.
So, the same thing with Baba. The more you remember just him, the others just melt away.
Just
and
remember, don't think of renunciation. It will automatically come.
Yes, it does become automatic. But how to make that automatic is a strong ability to concentrate.
Now you are here. You are not in Cape Town. naturally. So what is important is here, or you want to forget Cape Town, it will not happen.
You just made me remember Cape Town. It's a very beautiful place. Just on that point, brother, you have not been to South Africa yet. You've been to Kenya, according to
No, I have been to South everywhere.
Have you?
South Africa, I have been twice.
Okay, so we must fix that up on that biopic. I was just going to invite you to South
Africa. We had a big, I don't know, 4 or 5 years back. Anybody from, sister will tell you. Did you ever see me in
Joburg, not Cape Town.
I went to Cape Town also.
I must have been overseas.
God comes on earth, people. God comes on earth, people don't recognize. If I come to Cape Town and don't recognize, it is no matter.
Is it disinterested?
Yes.
Good. So we need to be disinterested in each other. And that practice is really a very strong concentration of love. So the brother's talking about concentrating your love on one. And are there other sides to it too?
Baba says, give everything to me. You are in my boat. Don't think of swimming or getting out of the boat. I will take care. An ambassador comes from a country to another country. He lives there for 5 years. His children are studying in that country. He is drinking the milk of that country. But where is his mind?
A lot of them is where you were born.
There, back. He is thinking of his country's interest only. We are here also like that. We are God's ambassadors. We have to go back, give account to Baba. So the rest of it is no matter to us. This is first step of yoga. And the a good ambassador will be so careful and dutiful and is not just doing his normal duty. He will see that his country's glory is spread in where he is staying. And he is not only thinking of just ordinary interest of it. He will bring something of that and create such an impact that they say, oh, this ambassador left such an impact on us. So we have to do that.
So that is the duty of all the double foreigners.
No duty, love of double foreigners.
Love, yes. Love, duty of love.
We are doing yoga also as a duty. So duty doesn't work.
Okay. Are there any people that would like to ask a question, if I may ask? Right. Could you just come and queue here? And the queue can go all up the way to the back, so you can just form a big line up the back.
Om Shanti Bijmohan Bhai.
Om Shanti.
Greetings from Bahrain family. First
Bahrain?
Of all. Hanji.
Right.
So, I would like to appreciate one thing. You have a very simple way of giving answers to all the hard or easy questions which we have seen. So you have given us 3 formulas today. The first formula is the cobra under the bed formula. The second formula is the time bomb formula.
Yes.
And the third formula is the $20 million lottery formula.
Yes.
So
good.
If we implement all these formulas, and we obviously we will successfully go and do our Amrit Velas after these 3 formulas.
Which of the 3 you would prefer?
I would prefer the $20 million lottery
right.
formula.
Because those are frightening and this
yeah,
is attractive.
Is absolutely right.
Right.
So my question is, if we go and adapt these formulas and go in Amrit Vela, always there are 3 thoughts which are coming in the Amrit Vela. One is the negative thoughts, one is the neutral thoughts, and one is the positive thoughts. So this chain of thoughts, give us a formula to break this chain of thoughts to connect to the Almighty. There's always this chain of thoughts which is always interrupting actually.
No, but why can't we have just a single thought of $20 million, that is to say, how much we get from Baba at Amrit Vela. How much we get. If we, Baba says, our income is like adding a 0 to 1. This is the speed at which we earn. You add, put 1 to a 0, 10, then 100,000, and then you can't count, countless. So Baba says, Amrit Vela, if 1 second spent in Baba's remembrance brings so much, then who will think of negative and positive and neutral? The only thing is, Amrit Vela cannot be isolated.
You might have got Amrit Vela to go to, got $1 million to get out of bed, but when you're out of bed, you can get billions of dollars.
Supposing $1 million were lying on your bed in the morning, how happy you will be. But if you count, what is $1 million? It's a pittance in comparison to what Baba gives us. So if we think, understand, not only money, health, wealth, happiness, perfect nature, heaven, paradise, you are getting more and more entitled to that, and right from this day one, and you are trying to getting also improvement in your status, will anybody miss Amrit Vela? The only thing is, I cannot isolate my nose from the body and say my nose should become beautiful. It will look very bad. Huh? Similarly, you can't isolate Amrit Vela from the whole day. So you have to see, mostly the thoughts come of what happened previously. Even in dream, the thought will come what happened previously. So you have to be careful all the time that this is the time when the bank will open and I can get plenty. So I have to be careful that no other thought, all the thoughts may come, but before sleeping, Baba says, just as a salesman gives account to the owner of the shop that today this happened, and then he becomes free. He is only a salesperson. Supposing I am supposed to collect money due from my clients of a shop. In the evening I go and sell, he gave me, he didn't give me, I settled. I am only observer. So if you become neutral at night time, and specially sit that, oh Baba, my night should be now free of all this. I am handing over to you. Even your night will be considered as yoga. If before sleeping you hand over all your good, bad, indifferent things to Baba, your night will be provided. Next morning, the first thought you get is to your Baba. So you can, whole of night, you can add into your yoga, sleeping yoga, what more you want. Then, in the morning, you will be fresh and free. And first thought, what first thought you should have?
Baba. Oh, love.
Huh? Right. But why it doesn't happen? Because unless you consider first thought, I am a soul, if you thank Baba as a body, then there will be so many Babas, uncles, nephews and will be coming. So what we do is, when we say Baba, that incorporeal Baba whom we want to thank doesn't come to mind. Even the subtle Brahma, in the form of angelic Brahma, it doesn't come to mind. Because we are body conscious, we are having all the stock, open account of the old account, this is the thing. So Baba says, learn to make your meter zero. That cannot be done in the Amrit Vela. Just as you hire a taxi, the first thing what you see is that taxi meter is zero. You get to the petrol filling station, he says, see, the meter is zero. Nobody wants the previous burden on him. Are we making our meter zero after every transaction? Just as Baba says in English language, after every sentence you put a full stop. If you put an exclamation or a question mark, there is a full stop down those also. When your question is resolved, there will be full stop. When your exclamation is over, full stop. So if we do full stop of every action, then only we can have that state in the night that you can render all the full stops. And in the morning, you say, I am again a soul in the body. I remember, now I remember Baba. If any link you will miss, gone. But all is love. I am living for Baba's love. Everything is for Baba's love. That is why they are important to eat with Baba. So we do it as a duty in the first beginning. We say Baba, then it is over. So this is a token affection.
Are there any other persons that would like to ask a question? You must remember this is wisdom coming back at you. I say you are wisdom giving back.
No. I'm only just sharing. What I am speaking is only from Baba's Murli.
That's what I need to hear. You see how surrendered a soul can become. And this is really what today's talk is about, is how the brother Brij Mohan has decided.
First of all, Baba says the main light.
Yes.
That is very important. If you get something and you don't remain light, then you know you get stress in removing stress.
Okay.
That is what happens. You are trying to remove stress and you get stressed. No, remain very light. That is first point of yoga.
Okay, so you've opened up a new area. We can just look at it quickly. Is the question of the blessing that came up 2 days ago. Baba saying to us, when you have yoga, have a understanding of light. So there are two types of light. There's the physical light, and then there's the light of the non-physical. So each of us have a non-physical, and you must connect the non-physical light to the source of the non-physical light. And the moment you try and cross those wires, you get an explosion.
No, physical light has nothing to do with yoga.
Yes.
When Baba says double light.
That's right.
First of all,
explain.
The soul itself is a point of light, but not physical light. Point of sentient light. It is life. Then the soul has to remain light, even in having such a big body and other things. Which means to say, it should not be burdened by any thoughts, which are waste thoughts or which are negative thoughts. A whole Murli was there yesterday. Don't think negative of anything. Because that immediately burdens the soul. There are many things, you know, which burden or change your trajectory. Supposing I am from here to send a rocket to the Venus, and something, a signal goes wrong. From Venus, instead of Venus, it reaches the Saturn. Similarly, my mind is the
direct.
Which flies? The mind flies. Mind flies on a fuel. The fuel is of thoughts. Now, the more pure the thought is, more it will be reaching there. A little impurity and it will divert to something else. This is the thing. So double refined, which means I have to be light. I have not to be burdened with anything. It's because the mind is such a subtle thing that if it gets burdened, then it won't be able to fly. You try to throw it up, it will come down. In other words, pull of gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Why the things you throw up come down? Pull of gravity. Okay? Now this gravity word comes from graveyard, which means to say this body goes to grave. So if you are in the body consciousness, however higher you want to fly, you will come back. You may go some up, then you will come. So unless you get out of this gravity of the body, you won't reach.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you make effort, sometimes you go, come back, you get tired. And when you get tired many times, then you feel disheartened. This is the thing. And why does laziness come? It is because of failure.
Mm.
If we are successful, we will be always alert. If when we fail many times, We become lazy, we become careless. Okay. This is my fate. Then we say, in golden age, everyone will be happy, everyone will have long life, there will be no, it's okay for me. Then we start saying like this. Any status.
But say you do fail every now and then. There's always a mercy that you can reconnect.
You have to be careful. Why one fails is if you take a wrong path, you will fail. If you are laboring, you are fighting, you are like, then you are a wrong path. This is a path of love, not of labor. So when we say yoga, hard. Meditation, also hard. Remembrance, also hard. Love. So, easy.
I think it's beautiful. Any other questions from anybody else? So, I think...
easier method is to love the family.
Yes.
To do experimentation in love. Because family is like us, in the body and all that. Love the family.
You mean the Lokics as well as the non-Lokics?
No, this family.
Okay.
And when you love this family, you start loving all, everything. Love cannot be having a point of hatred into it. As soon as you put a little hatred, it doesn't remain love. What we are doing, we are loving so many people, 99%. And 1% we say, how does it matter? It's okay. But that 1% spoils all our love. We cannot be called on the side of the love. This is the thing. So Baba says, I love everyone. So love can be either by appreciation or by mercy. If you don't like something, have mercy on it, that is also love. But don't go beyond mercy. If you get into hatred, dislike, then it is wrong. Shri Baba knows good, bad, he has mercy on those wrong ones and love for those good ones. We should have the same thing. Okay, enough. Huh?
Yes, so. Well, I think we would like to thank Brother Mohin. But first of all, I think we'd like to share some Udrishti with him. So if we can, I don't know if can we have some lights and some sound and a nice love song to awaken the love in us for Baba. And then you can just direct it at Baba sitting, granting Brij Mohin all the answers to all the questions. Okay?
अपने मन पर हम जीत मिली तेरी याद।